WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Almost a year and a half after College Station police found illegal drugs in a townhome south of the airport, the occupant was arrested for also having four bombs. 23-year-old Drew Ferguson is out of jail after posting bond following a grand jury indictment for having what are legally called improvised incendiary devices. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office deferred questions to police. Lieutenant Steve Brock gave a vague description of what detectives found in October 2014.
Everybody thinks worst-case scenario, like in Brussels, and these devices were nothing near that size.
Brock added there is nothing to suggest that the public is in any immediate danger. CSPD's bomb squad deactivated the devices and placed them in what Brock called a safe area. A College Station woman is out of jail on bond after she was arrested for stealing more than $66,000 while managing rental properties in Bryan over a six-year period. An investigation by Bryan police that started in August 2014 accuses 55-year-old Diane Selinsky Davis of keeping money meant for five property owners dating back to 2008. According to the arrest report, Davis blamed a drug addiction for keeping rent, deposits, getting paid for work that was not done, and giving herself bonuses that were not authorized. A Bryan woman with a suspended driver's license rolled through a stop sign and turned in front of a Bryan police car because she was in a hurry to go try on clothes. According to the arrest report, the driving record of 54-year-old Chris Leah Murphy has 21 enforcement actions and 9 convictions, including intoxication assault and 2 DWIs. Murphy was arrested for an enhanced charge of driving without a valid license. Bryan police are investigating a fight outside a bar west of downtown just before closing time that led to gunfire inside. There are no reports of anyone being hit by an undisclosed number of shots fired inside the El Tapatio. One man was arrested for possessing cocaine. Recent traffic complaints in two residential subdivisions south of College Station has led to increased enforcement by the Brazos County Sheriff's Office.
It's from the Indian Lake subdivision, and they're concerned about construction traffic as much as anything, but also a lot of the residents, because the Arrington Road intersection with William Fitch or Highway 40 is problematic at certain times of the day. So a really great shortcut in their minds is to cut through Nantucket, pop out on the Highway 6 frontage road right at the overpass, and can go directly north from there or can take a right and head south.
Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says those living outside city limits can contact the sheriff's office to request additional attention. Multiple Texas A&M students are reporting bogus phone calls from people claiming to be with the Internal Revenue Service. University police has not received reports of any students falling for the scam, which orders targets to pay right away with a preloaded debit card or wire transfer, or else face arrest, deportation, being dismissed from the university, and or losing their driver's license. Students have told UPD some scammers know their financial and other private identity information, and most of the caller IDs have been altered to make it look as though the IRS or a law enforcement agency is placing the call. More information is online at irs.gov, and students who have been contacted are asked to notify UPD. WTAW News Time coming up on 7:09. It's 47 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news coming up at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 16th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in categories for the best in services, places, and food in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
Good morning. It's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works, located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or go to wiltons.com.
Considerable sunshine across the area today as high pressure builds in. Our temperatures between 70 and 75. Clear skies are in the forecast for tonight, lows near 55. During the day tomorrow, we'll see increasing cloudiness. We could see some showers and thunderstorms by late in the day, 75. Showers and storms tomorrow night, lows near 65. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a chance for showers and thunderstorms and warm. Highs Wednesday are going to be around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in a bit with A&M baseball winning 2 of 3 from number 13 LSU. A&M softball took it on the chin from Georgia in Athens. We'll have more on that as well as the Final Four all coming up in sports about 7:50-ish.
So Easter weekend, pretty. Yesterday was a very, very strange day from a weather standpoint.
Yes, it was.
We got the entire spectrum pretty much. And I don't know. Did it rain in Bryan? Did you get rain?
I didn't see any.
Okay. Well, I mean, I was driving into town, and it looked like it was raining in Bryan. There was certainly some drizzle going on out there. And by the end of the day, you know, we got, like, sunshine and perfect and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, it was okay. Still gave time for parents to run crazy in Connecticut.
Ugh.
Is this the one you're speaking of, the one in Connecticut, Patrick?
This year's
sad egg hunt went down in the state of Connecticut, where the annual Easter egg 10,000 egg hunt devolved into chaos after pushy parents rushed the field. Several parents were trampling over signs and shoving other participants at the annual hunt, causing chaos at the family-friendly event. One woman said an adult injured her child's grandnose. Oh, grandchild's nose. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Pez, the sponsor of the event, particularly miffed by the parents' behavior. A general manager for Pez said, "I take this personally. I don't want this to be a reflection of the brand. It was a fun thing up until this point." Company also commented on its Facebook event page about the event and said it was basically chaos. Unfortunately, people chose to enter the field first, prior to anyone from Pez staff starting the activity. Oh, like Sooners.
Yep.
There you go. The crowd moved to the second field, waited for only a couple of minutes, and proceeded to rush the field without being directed to do so before the posted start time. The crowd then immediately moved to the third field and took over and removed everything well before the activity was ready to start.
I like their candor in their quote. Due to the actions of a few, the good intent quickly turned into a mess.
Why don't we just tase the first offenders?
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
It went from helicopter parents to Abrams parents.
Ooh, I like that.
Or have water cannons there.
I didn't realize. I read the other day Pez dispensers were originally intended as they served out little breath mints to encourage people to use that instead of smoking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Didn't know that.
And they were smart enough to see where their market was. Rather than try to force the issue,
they went,
okay, well, let's just do this then. Yeah. Anyway, and then this happens. So now, what does Pez do? And I don't know why they chose. Do we know why they chose this place in Connecticut? Do we have any idea?
No.
Obviously, they may want to move it next time, not have it there. We'll see how that works. Hello? Hello?
Hey, was that an Easter egg hunt or a Bernie Sanders rally?
Ooh. Hey. No. If it's a Bernie Sanders rally, what happens is when they all get done, they all come back and sit down, and they redistribute the eggs so that everybody has an equal number.
I was going to say, you don't expect that much excitement at a Sanders rally.
No. Well, yeah. Fact that Bernie made it up on stage. Yeah, way to go.
Ooh.
Okay, so now this morning is the Easter egg roll on the White House lawn. Is that correct? And we hear that Michelle is going to have a fitness jog thing.
It's a egg whites only Easter egg roll.
Oh, should we?
Low cholesterol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know where you were going.
I
amended my comments.
It's okay. So, I mean, is she going to have a banner that says jogging for chocolate? I mean, should we make the fat kids have to run farther for
the eggs? No, that's fat shaming, Scott. Golly.
Well, or if there's some kid who's munching down on something and, you know, he's got another one and there's a little skinny kid over there who doesn't have any candy, should we do a Bernie and take that and give it to that child?
Well, maybe.
Caloric redistribution.
Something like that.
I like that actually a lot.
Just so everybody ends up being equally happy with that.
Fat!
Speaking of being happy, the key to happiness has been uncovered by yet another study. And the findings have nothing to do with money or fame or success.
It was found in the junk drawer next to the post office box key.
That's it. Good health, or that key where you go, what is this? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good health is also the result of what makes people happy. So, the key to happiness, according to a Harvard professor and psychiatrist named Walter Waldinger, he says the answer lies in relationships. He says good relationships keep us happier and healthier, period. So, there you go.
If not, I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people?
That's right. So today you're going to go into Walgreens and see what they got on discount?
I thought maybe you'd buy up some peep so you could roast them.
Well, you know, we'll talk peeps later today.
Oh.
I did actually, I saw yesterday, and that's when you go, that's when it's a pitiful selection. I mean, anything that they've got left now, there's no way they could sell. And sure enough, carrot cake Hershey's Kisses.
What?
Oh. Carrot cake. Oh. You know, once again, after you've eaten two, what are you going to do with the rest of them?
Put them in the eggs.
Now, Patrick, are you making noise like that sounded good or
no?
That
okay. I mean, and I'll try most of those flavors once, but
yeah. Again, after you've had two, put them in a bowl on your desk and see how long it takes for people. Well, then that's okay. If you're in an office, you know, people may come by two at a time and take them away from you.
Yeah, that
eventually
works.
You wouldn't have that. But the other thing they had there that I saw was they had the mystery flavor peeps. Yeah, you know, we talked about
yeah. Mm-hmm.
How the extruded stuff gets from the old gets.
They do them in between production runs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, again, which is a really, really smart idea. Info, please, by the way, tells us that Americans consumed enough jelly beans on Easter to circle the globe three times.
Well, it would depend on the jelly bean, too.
Guess so. Just saying. And the other thing that happened was the people from Candy 95, the morning show the hall, went up to Oklahoma to go see the grandpa.
Papa.
This thing, I think, did pretty well.
Yeah, they actually had their tweet featured in USA Today? No, not USA Today.
Us
Weekly and then Cosmopolitan.
Cosmo, yeah.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
How did we pull that? That's pretty good. That's a nice job.
Anytime someone travels 400 miles to help out someone who's already a bit viral.
It said here some people drove 1,400 miles.
Wow, that's impressive.
But you know what? They just don't know how to promote it, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, it's Kenneth Pawpaw Harmon, 66-year-old, who gained internet fame earlier this month when his granddaughter Kelsey tweeted the heartbreaking photo of him eating the burger alone with the caption, "Dinner with Pawpaw tonight. He made 12 burgers for all six grandkids. I'm the only one who showed." So, did that. Burgers were $2. They had T-shirts that said, "I had a burger with Pawpaw." Sold like crazy. Did they buy them?
Yeah, I think they did. Okay. I think they were pictured with them.
All right, and I think they carpooled with listeners, too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I guess they lost two listeners after doing that. I enjoy listening to them. I just didn't know I wanted to drive to Oklahoma with them, right? Anyway, so there you go. That's good. I'm glad that worked out. And do we know where the money went?
Nope.
Okay. Got 181,000 retweets, it says here. So
goodness.
Yeah, see how that worked. More than 100 people had already gotten in line before the burgers hit the grill at 11 o'clock. Hey, the Pavlov volcano located in the Aleutian Islands has erupted, sending clouds and ash 20,000 feet into the air, prompting flight warnings to aircraft using that path. The volcano last erupted in 2014. I don't know. Bell, do we have a bell joke here someplace?
I don't know. Yeah, does the name Pavlov ring a bell?
Pavlov.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Around here, we like things big. Big football stadiums, big stakes, and big news. Like the news that cotton growers earn $81 more per acre planting FiberMax. Year after year, the high quality and high yield of FiberMax keeps delivering an average of $81 more per acre than the competition. So why bother with something unproven? Plant FiberMax and keep your wallet just the way you like it. Big. Talk to your favorite FiberMax retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
At Tom Light Chevrolet, we got basketball fever. And like your favorite team, with Tom Light's competitive internet pricing, you can be a master of the pick and roll. Pick from our amazing Chevy selection at TomLight.com, like the agile Malibu, the energetic Cruze, the versatile Equinox, the powerful Camaro, or the big man Silverado, and roll out in a championship caliber ride. When you see the Tom Light price, you won't have to travel all over to score a slam dunk of a deal. Training, experience, and dedication are the keys to a strong team, and nobody beats our team at Tom Light Chevrolet. Take the Tom Light Challenge, and you'll see why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or shop us online all the time at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
We're here for you
every day.
Good morning. It's the Infomaniacs on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:21. So not only Easter egg hunts causing parents to behave badly, how about your brawl that breaks out at the local kindergarten show?
Yeah, I saw this.
I know. So the brawl involved, not the kindergartners, but rather their parents. Kind of shocking, said Michael Vasquez, a bemused deputy sheriff tasked with handling media inquiries about what went down at the Ridgemore Elementary School's kindergarten play that took place last week. According to Michael, the fight broke out over seating privileges. Someone wanted to walk to the front of the auditorium to film the production. Other audience members registered their discontent, insults, eventually fists. Well, you know. Police arrived at Menifee, California, the school, soon after they found several adults shoving and pushing one another. Deputy Sheriff Vasquez said no one was arrested, but a citation was issued for one person to appear in court at a later date. That's when everybody was sent home and they canceled the show.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Just because you wanted to video your little cupcake right up there so everybody could see it. So, all right. So, Stephen Garnett, pretty incredible memory. Stephen is the basketball coach at Whitman College in Washington State and has developed a secret handshake for each player on the team. All of them. Every player has a different handshake for it.
That's fun.
That is good. As long as he gets the right one,
yeah,
be just fine. All right, so if you're of some age, let's say if you're over 40, okay, if you're over 40.
Okay, so I qualify.
All right. VHS tapes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many of those did you have at one point, and how many do you have now?
We had a few hundred and probably the same amount.
20 or 30 and okay. Two maybe?
I have probably 3, and I maybe had as many as 10 at some point.
Really?
Yeah. I have my favorite movie on VHS and like maybe one more.
And that would be what?
My favorite movie?
Yes.
The Man Who Would Be King.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so they were cutting-edge technology. I mean, when the time was there, I mean, it was really cool. They made the last one in 2005. The last VHS tape was made in 2005. However, old VHS tapes are now worth quite a bit, as a matter
Come
of fact.
Come on. Yep. Really?
Yep, on eBay. The most consistent top sellers are horror films, surprisingly. But vintage Disney and pre-1996 Star Wars are also good bets. Disney films, like The Great Mouse Detective, have sold for $250, and a set of 6 Disney releases from 1986 went for $2,500. Collections are always a good idea to list as well. Another not so old tech. So what are you going to do? What do you think, Patrick? You may have a gold mine right there.
Nah, I doubt it.
Okay. Because after all, who wants the Jim Carrey collection, right?
There's no redeeming value for VHS.
Well,
records, you can say, oh, it's got a warmer sound. I get the audiophile
aspect
of that.
Oh, yeah.
But VHS, I mean,
looks like crap.
Every time you run it, you degrade the quality. So I guess that's true with records, but it's just not. To me, I don't get nostalgia from VHS. You could almost get a DVD player with a VHS mode and just recreate the tracking lines and occasional audio skips.
Exactly. Yeah, it breaks up at all the good parts. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, and yeah. Another not-so-old technology that's worth money is old iPods.
Huh.
Rare ones, including limited editions and unopened first editions, are going for up to $1,100. And in-demand ones are typically the now-discontinued iPod Classics, preferably with storage sizes of about 80 gig and above. You can get up to $1,400 for those, apparently.
Wow.
Even broken iPods can earn up to $100 because people need replacement parts.
Yeah.
How are we doing?
Huh. So since you're our geekzoid on all this, you weren't here when Apple rolled out their slightly bigger, slightly smaller screen. What do you think?
I don't know what they're trying to do. Well, other than differentiate, you've got the phablet, the phone and tablet, where a lot of phone makers are going bigger and bigger, and they want you to buy the iPod, I mean the iPhone and the iPad. So they're trying to differentiate those lines.
Well, that's the, again, I think they may have missed the boat. I think they may have misread people when they thought that they could get them to really change their lifestyle because of the wireless, the mobile device they would carry around with them, when it ended up really being a pain in the neck. Because, I mean, really, because, okay, you've got your laptop that you may need to take with you.
Yeah.
But now, and again, old guys like me are not going to watch anything beyond a 30-second video on our phone. Just well, not going to do it.
Someone was talking about they picked up an old iPhone 3.
Okay.
And they said, oh, my gosh, where do I put my thumbs? Okay. Because it's just so much smaller. You get used to these bigger screens. Or not.
Now, if you didn't ever get there, then, you know, you didn't run down that bunny trail.
But, I guess.
But again, after you give people something, hard to get them to back off.
No, I know. And the rumor mill now is that in June or July, Apple's going to release a curved glass phone, which a lot of Samsung users are saying, already been there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what they need to do is they need to make the pockets on your jeans bigger, right?
I mean, it's America. Our jeans are already bigger. Yeah. So.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Got a great week of weather, as a matter of fact. We'll be at about 75 today with winds out of the northeast. So it'll be very similar to what yesterday was. Then tonight we'll be down a little bit below 60. 75 or so for the high temperature tomorrow. We're up to near 80 on Wednesday, and we'll, it says now, get up to maybe a 60% chance of rain by late in the day on Wednesday. Thursday, we have a 50-50 chance of showers, but we still remain in the middle 70s. And the same thing for Friday, except the rain chances go down to about 20%. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 8, 77% relative humidity, fair skies, and we're at 49.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The fallout continues from last week's terror attack in Brussels. Both the Justice and Interior Ministers of Belgium offered to quit last Thursday. That after reports surfaced, the government there was warned in advance about one of the terrorists, but ignored all the warnings. One of these bombers, originally from Belgium, had been convicted of armed robbery, got a 9-year sentence, was on parole, but he left the country. Last year, Turkish authorities arrested him, discovered he had spent time on the Syrian border, and deported him back to Europe, with a warning that he was a radical. Now, did the Belgian government fetch him and jail him for violating terms of his parole? No. After being expelled from Turkey, this guy was put on a flight to Amsterdam, where he was released because Dutch officials say he wasn't on their watch lists. In other words, every level of security failed when it came to this radical Islamic terrorist. It was one big cluster, one giant mess. Remember that the next time you hear about government vetting the migrants. Meanwhile, in Brussels, the prime minister rejected the two ministers' offers of resignation. He told them, in a time of war, you cannot leave the field. But sadly, there are people leaving the field in a time of war, and that's the murdered. The people massacred by radical Islamic terrorists, who seem to be preying on Europeans with wild abandon. And I don't think they're finished moving west.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, you getting a new phone? Well, you're not alone. You know, every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting the phones in your family, it's a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of the big cell phone carriers, you're paying way too much. Stop overpaying. Switch to Square Trade phone protection today and start saving hundreds of dollars. The cell phone companies can charge $11 a month for phone insurance, plus up to $199 deductible. when you break your phone. Square Trade Family Protection Plans are less than $5 a month per phone. A family of four can save over $500 a year. So protect your new phone with Square Trade. Stop overpaying and protect all the phones in your family with Square Trade instead. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on two-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurion total equipment coverage as of August 2015.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinard. A College Station man was arrested last week after he was indicted last month by a Brazos County grand jury for having four bombs in his townhome south of the airport almost a year and a half ago. 23-year-old Drew Ferguson has also been indicted after his arrest in October 2014 for possessing the illegal drugs ecstasy, LSD, and DMT. What the latest indictment describes as improvised incendiary devices were found during the drug search. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office deferred questions to College Station Police. The description of the bombs given by Lieutenant Steve Brock was they were not nearly the size of what was used by terrorists in Brussels.
They were small. They were incendiary devices. Our bomb technicians went through them. They've seized them. They've made it so they cannot explode at any point now. And I would say that right now there is nothing to suggest that the public is in any immediate danger or anything like that.
The devices were placed in what Brock called a safe area for storage. Ferguson is out of jail on bond, awaiting a trial date to be set on the bomb and drug charges. A white-collar crime investigation by Bryan Police that lasted almost a year and a half results in an arrest. Five owners of rental properties say their manager, 55-year-old Diane Selinsky Davis of College Station, kept more than $66,000 between 2008 and 2014. Davis, who wrote letters stating she was a drug addict, kept rent, deposits, and got paid when she did not prepare rentals for new occupants. One of the five victims documented his loss at more than $16,000, which included Davis allowing evicted tenants to stay so she could keep the rent. The owner of 10 units, who made the first police report, also told investigators he refused Davis's $100,000 settlement offer. A second victim estimated his total loss at $25,000, but investigators have yet to see the documentation. A third victim said Davis charged him for repairs that were never completed, and she gave herself an additional $250 a month without prior approval for 5 years. A fourth victim owns a fourplex, and the fifth owns three homes. Davis is out of jail after posting an $8,000 bond. A Bryan woman with a suspended driver's license rolled through a stop sign and turned in front of a Bryan police car because she was in a hurry to go try on clothes. According to the arrest report, the driving record of 54-year-old Chris Leah Murphy was 21 enforcement actions and 9 convictions, including intoxication assault and 2 DWIs. Murphy was arrested for an enhanced charge of driving without a valid license. Bryan police are investigating a fight outside a bar west of downtown just before closing time that led to gunfire inside. There are no reports of anyone being hit by an undisclosed number of shots fired inside the El Tapatio. One man was arrested for possessing cocaine. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office is providing some additional patrol coverage in two residential subdivisions south of College Station. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says it's in response to recent traffic complaints, and it's a service that's available outside of city limits by contacting their office.
We're very responsive to the sheriff's constituents, and an email to me, you know, directly, phone call, we'll respond. My email is W Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, at BrazosCountyTX.gov. Very email friendly, got them with me 24/7. And, you know, if there's really, we rely extensively on our residents to tell us what's going on out there. And if they have an issue, don't lament about it. Shoot me an email and we'll respond.
In the first 2 days of extra patrol in the Nantucket and Indian Lake subdivisions, 9 vehicles were stopped at Nantucket and Harper's Ferry.
As much as anything, just to get an assessment of the level of violation, one of the big concerns that the residents expressed to me was people running through the four-way stop there. And as much as anything, that's probably what we'll focus on in addition to patrolling the Nantucket subdivision.
Stewart says motorists have found a shortcut through the residential neighborhoods where they can avoid the congested intersection of Arrington and William D. Fitch. Multiple Texas A&M students are reporting bogus phone calls from people claiming to be with the Internal Revenue Service. University police have not received reports of any students falling for the scam, which orders targets to pay right away with a preloaded debit card or wire transfer, or else face arrest, deportation, being dismissed from the university, and or losing their driver's license. Students have told UPD some scammers know their financial and other private identity information, and most of the caller IDs have been altered to make it look as though the IRS or a law enforcement agency is placing the call. More information is online at irs.gov, and students who have been contacted are asked to notify UPD. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 47 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news, more local news, coming up after Fox News at 8 or any time at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Museum of the American GI Living History Weekend is this Friday and Saturday from 10 to 5. See military and living history displays both days, with small arms weapons demonstrations and a World War II battle reenactment happening on Saturday. They even have a junior GI zone. And find out how you can fly in a Huey helicopter and ride in a Sherman tank. The Museum of the American GI, Highway 6, just south of Santa's Wonderland. Find them on Facebook for full details. The Museum of the American GI Living History Weekend, this Friday and Saturday from 10 till 5.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email Sam at brianbroadcasting.com.
7:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure will continue to build across the state, and that leads to lots of sunshine today. It'll be comfortable, too. High 70 to 75. Clear overnight, lows near 55. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness with the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm late in the day, 75. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow night. Lows will be near 65. We'll have showers and thunderstorms Wednesday. Temperatures Wednesday afternoon are going to be up around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We feel like we can beat you a lot of different ways. I mean, we can beat you with our defense. We can beat you on the mound if we have to. And we can get, if we get into a slugfest, we can out-hit you.
That's Coach Rob Childress following the A&M series win over the LSU Tigers. They took 2 of 3. We'll have more on A&M baseball. We'll get you caught up in softball as well, the Final Four, and more coming up in sports in about 11 minutes or so.
So, guy, we were talking about VHS a little while ago. So, North Carolina man is arrested for failing to return a 2002 VHS rental tape. Freddie got fingered. Yeah, really. James Myers charged with failure to return rental property, a misdemeanor punishable for a fine of up to $200. The rental store has since closed, but Myers is still given an April 27th court date for failing to return the VHS. Meyer said he was driving his daughter to school this week when a police officer pulled him over for a taillight that was out, ran his license plate. About 25 minutes later, he was asked to step out of the vehicle. Mr. Meyer said the officers are very polite and professional. They let him take his daughter to school and go on to work as long as he promised to turn himself into police later that day. On Wednesday night, Myers received a call from Freddie Got Fingered star Tom Green.
Poor guy. I bet he didn't even remember to rewind it.
Yeah, exactly. Got a text from a listener who said that he decided to drag out the VHS this weekend, show his son the Blues Brothers. Now, you know, I forget, his kiddo is, I think, a teenager, just now a teen or pretty close. And see, there's so many anachronisms in that.
Uh-huh.
You know, musically, but in so many other things as well. But he just said it was really, you know, it's you start getting really used to the technology that you have, and then you drag out something from that kind of technology from 20 years ago, and you realize you put that tape in. Remember, we thought it was so cool because you could hit that button and go 30 seconds faster,
yep,
so you could go right through those commercials.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And now, you know, if you got on demand or you've got Chromecast or something like that, you're about four clicks away from a million different things.
Yep.
And you don't have to put up with all that stuff, but nonetheless.
But it was a big deal, man, when you could go get a movie that was just in the theaters.
Yeah.
Just in being, you know, 6 months ago.
Right.
You'd have to wait 2 years till it was on TV.
Or, you know, you could do Redbox, you know, with the DVD.
No, sure.
People are doing it. There's a whole lot of ways. All right, so just in case you didn't get enough Easter candy over the weekend, got a video for you. Matt Stoney, that's his name, down 200 marshmallow peeps in 14 minutes.
Ooh.
Stoney, who is known on YouTube apparently as Megatoad. Okay. His mother's got to be proud. Doubled his previous record, swallowed 5,600 calories in the process. That's nearly 1,400 grams of sugar in one sitting. About halfway through the challenge, he says, "My tongue is so saturated with sugar." His previous eating stunts included wolfing down a 5-pound burrito, downing 182 strips of bacon, gulping down. But, you know, at some point, you get such a salt overload on that.
Oh, no, that sounds horrible. I love bacon, and I couldn't do that.
What?
Betamax is a much higher fidelity and quality, yeah, than the VHS.
Of course they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but Sony screwed that one up as they did everything
Well, you know, what the heck?
Except for Blu-ray.
Well, they had a better product. It's just that their player weighed 400 pounds.
Yeah.
Anyway. Also, in addition to doing that 182 strips of bacon one time, he gulped down 7 McDonald's Shamrock Shakes in a row.
Oh, brain freeze.
I think so.
He's one of the ones who beat Joey Chestnut.
Oh, is that right?
And Kobayashi.
He's fit looking.
And his name is Megatoad?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, that's what they say, is that fat people can't win those things.
No.
You gotta
they don't
skinny.
Have any room to put it.
Exactly, so that your stomach can expand.
Well, it's that tiny little lady that won the steak challenge in El Paso.
Amarillo, I think.
Amarillo, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Twice.
Yes.
And fast.
Competitive eating stories. A new study from Deloitte says that more than 90% of U.S. American consumers are now multitasking while watching TV.
Okay. There's no such thing as multitasking, only multi-ignoring.
Okay. All right.
You can only single task.
Overall, 33% of all consumers typically browse the web while watching TV. I guess I'm going to say I've done that, but not very much. Don't care to.
Oh, I frequently pull, like, if I see something, I'll look something up.
Okay. Fewer than 25% of all consumers' multitask activities are directly related to the program they're watching, though. Fewer than 25%. Looking specifically at millennial TV viewers, as, of course, we always should.
Sure.
The millennials engage in an average of 4 additional activities while watching the screen. That's because
4?
Millennials are so much smarter than anybody else on Earth.
Oh. So they're eating their Totino's pepperoni rolls.
Right. They're folding their laundry so that they can get the grease marks on the white towels, which is always good. mostly multi-screening, including general surfing of the web, using social media, and text messaging as well. Okay. Now, I have. I texted somebody while I was watching TV.
Was it about the show that you were watching?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
I was saying, have you seen this show? And he said he
Let
had.
Let me guess what show.
All right, what? No, it wasn't baskets. It was not.
Or what's the other one?
Raising Hope.
Raising Hope.
Yeah, Nicole watches that one.
I like that. Yes. Anyway, it's kind of good. Anyhow, all right, so enough of that. maybe you've heard it's good to own a dog. It's good for your health. But that's a little vague. Some have suggested that having a dog forces you to get up and get out in the world, get you some exercise, forces you to be more social, and that may be part of it. But the American Heart Association has found that dog ownership lowers the incidence of cardiovascular disease and speeds recovery from the attacks. The research has shown that petting a dog lowers people's heart rates and blood pressure, and also turns out that the dog owners have fewer sick days than other people.
Well, wow. There you go.
In addition to boosting the good immune responses, there is also mounting evidence that dog ownership damps down the bad immune functions like allergies and asthma. Kiddos raised around dogs in their household less likely to develop allergies and asthma later in life, probably because their immune system kind of get trained to cope with whatever allergens or stuff goes on out there from your little puppy dog. So it's good for you to have a dog, apparently. Plus the fact, no matter what, they're happy to see you when you get home, which helps out a lot. Or if you've had a bad day and you come home to an empty house, if there's a dog, does make a difference, that's for sure. All right, 14 till.
At Tom Light Chevrolet, we got basketball fever. And like your favorite team, with Tom Light's competitive internet pricing, you can be a master of the pick and roll. Pick from our amazing Chevy selection at TomLight.com, like the agile Malibu, the energetic Cruze, the versatile Equinox, the powerful Camaro, or the big man Silverado, and roll out in a championship caliber ride. When you see the Tom Light price, you won't have to travel all over to score a slam dunk of a deal. Training, experience, and dedication are the keys to a strong team, and nobody beats our team at Tom Light Chevrolet. Take the Tom Light Challenge, and you'll see why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or shop us online all the time at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet, we're here for you every day.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click Childs Dermatology.
Hey, Mom and Dad, what kind of tools do you keep in your parenting toolbox? That may seem like an odd question, but it's a great word picture for how parents can most effectively handle discipline issues with their children. Think of a regular toolbox. You'll probably find a lot of things in there, like hammers and screwdrivers and different size wrenches. Each tool has a very particular use for handling specific problems around the house. That's important to understand because one tool just doesn't cut it for everything. There's an old saying that if the only tool you have is a hammer, well, everything will start looking like a nail. And a hammer simply isn't the way to fix everything. But you know what? Some moms and dads parent like that. They only have one tool, like anger or being overly strict, and they use that tool in every situation. It's a big reason they overreact to their child's behavior and mishandle problems. If that sounds familiar, what you need is the right tool for the right circumstance. Learn when to take control over a situation and when to allow your children to sort out problems for themselves. Know when to listen to your children and when to make it a teachable moment. Know when to make a rule, and when to allow your children some latitude in choosing their behavior. Effective parenting is all about what you have in your toolbox. It's having the right tool at the right moment to get the best results in your child's behavior and maturity. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Loan is a 15-year fixed-rate loan with a 1-0 lender paid buyout. Reduced payment valid only during the first 12 months. The monthly payment during the first 12 months of your loan is based on a rate that is 1% lower than your interest rate for this loan program. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates and terms subject to change. Texas licensed. Location 700 Central Expressway South, Suite 370, Allen, Texas 75013. NMLS 6606, Equal Housing. Housing Lender.
Introducing a 15-year fixed-rate loan with a fixed payment rate in year one at only 1.99%. I'm Rick Arviello, CEO of New American Funding, and I'm proud to announce a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at only 2.99% interest rate, 2.91 APR, with the first full year's payment at only 1.99% fixed payment rate. Pay off your loan in 15 years and save tens of thousands of dollars in unnecessary mortgage payments. 1.99% fixed payment rate in year one and 2.99% fixed for the remaining term, 2.91% APR, for a purchase or refinance.
Call New American Funding today at 800-963-4933. That's 800-963-4933. Or visit newamericanfunding.com today.
Honey Ann, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. And the deal of the day, it is 7:50. The number two Texas A&M baseball team won their second SEC series in a row by nudging the 13th-ranked LSU Tigers 3-1 Saturday afternoon at Olson. Kyle Simons kept his record a perfect 5-0, battling through 6 2/3 innings, giving up just one run. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
We feel like we can beat you a lot of different ways. I mean, we can beat you with our defense. We can beat you on the mound if we have to. And we can get, if we get into a slugfest, we can out-hit you. And that's a mark of a really good club. And, you know, the guys play extremely hard each and every day, and that's a tribute to our older guys, their leadership. And, you know, but there's just a lot of different ways we can win a game.
Mruniwider now 21-3 overall and 4-2 in the SEC. The guys will head to H-Town tomorrow for the Cougars. First pitch at 6:30. Those games on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Let the coaching carousel begin. Western Kentucky has hired Texas A&M assistant coach and former Mississippi State head man Rick Stansberry as its next head basketball coach. That's according to CBSSports.com. Stansberry has been Billy Kennedy's top assistant at A&M since 2014. Now, on the bright side, Coach Kennedy was selected District 21 Coach of the Year, while seniors Daniel House and Jalen Jones were honored as second-team All-District by the National Association of Basketball Coaches. We'll hop now to the big NCAA basketball tournament, where the team that knocked out Texas A&M is headed to the Final Four. Here's Roger Amrick.
The Final Four is set with Villanova against Oklahoma and North Carolina against Syracuse next Saturday in Houston. Villanova beat overall number one seed Kansas, and OU dominated Oregon in Saturday's games. Syracuse rallied Sunday with a 29-8 run over the final 9.5 minutes to stun Virginia.
1 second, he throws it up from half court, and that's it. The Syracuse Orange Man, the first 10 seed ever to get to the Final Four. They come from 16 points down in the second half to beat the number one seed, Virginia.
Coach Jim Boeheim.
It was a great comeback. One of the best I've coached in any team I've had.
North Carolina handled Notre Dame.
And the final piece of the Final Four puzzle will be painted Carolina blue. North Carolina with an 88-74 victory over Notre Dame.
Roger Amrick, TSN Sports.
Back to the diamond, where the number four Texas A&M softball team fell to number 12 Georgia 7-3 Saturday in a series finale in Athens. The ladies are now 27-6 and 2-4 in the SEC, and they get back to work at the Aggie Softball Complex Friday with a three-game series against Arkansas. Friday's match scheduled for 6:30 on Navasota News 1550. On now to the NBA, where the Sacramento Kings took one from the Dallas Mavericks 133-111. Paul George scored 16 of his 25 points in the first quarter, and the Pacers overcame 34 points from James Harden to beat the Rockets 104-101. In Lone Star Major League Spring Baseball, Prince Fielder hit a three-run shot, and the Rangers beat the Arizona Diamondbacks in a split squad game 5-4. Jason Castro, A.J. Reed, and John Singleton homered for the Stros in the second part of the game 8-3. In a game in Mexico City, Jabari Blash, Adam Rosales, and John Jay homered during a 9-run first inning, as the San Diego Padres routed the Houston Astros 21-6. And finally, we'll wrap it up in the PGA, where Jason Day has made it two PGA tournament victories in just 2 weeks. The world's number one ranked golfer, who won the Arnold Palmer last week, needed just 14 holes to beat Louis Oosterhuizen 5-4 at the Dell Match Play Tournament in Austin, Texas. And that's going to do it for sports. We're in with Mike Vivaldi again from Team of Navasota. And I've had several people ask me about the thing that's going on with Scotty's House at the airport.
It's at Coulter Field. It's the stakeout dinner for Scotty's House. It's a great event, a great organization. I'm really proud to be involved with them. It's a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, you said you went last year and the food was really good, too.
Oh, yeah, food's great. People, you know, just mingling, having a good time. It's a It's a lot of fun.
All right, if you'd like to find out more, obviously you can go to Scotty House, and they may have some stuff even at teamofnavasota.com. But before we cut you loose, of course, we got to jump in and find out what our deal of the day is. Is it one of the 10 under 10s?
No, today we have a 2014 Ford Explorer Sport. So it's loaded sunroof leather for $29,888.
And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggieland Carpet One presents the Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale.
Have you been thinking about replacing your old floors yourself? Why?
When you can get expert advice on the right product and professional installation at affordable prices from the pros at Aggieland Carpet One. During our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale, you can save up to 50% on selected stain-resistant carpet from Lee's and save up to $500 in instant rebates on selected hardwood, laminate, tile, and vinyl. Plus, you'll get Aggieland Carpet One's Healthier Living Installation, the first truly antimicrobial flooring installation process. Come on in during our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale and find out how easy it is to get the floor of your dreams.
Whatever your flooring needs, Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home has you covered. Hurry in today. Our Don't Do It Yourself sale ends soon. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, Brazos Valley, this is Mark down at Sovac City. You ever walk into your vacuum shop and you're looking going, man, what kind of bag do I need? What kind of belt? What kind of filter? Well, at Sovac City's new superstore, we have everything you could possibly want. We got thousands of bags, belts, filters. If we don't have it, it probably doesn't exist anymore. Sovac City, it's a giant superstore filled with everything that you need. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City Superstore, come on down and see us.
Here's a question for Texas cotton growers. You willing to give up $81 an acre? Well, that's what you'd be doing chasing some shiny trait instead of planting FiberMax. Doesn't make sense. Not when FiberMax keeps delivering high quality and high yield year after year. We're talking an average of $81 more per acre than the competition. Give that up? Now, why would any Texan want to do that? Talk to your favorite FiberMax retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
There you go. A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hey, new Baseball America poll out this morning. Texas A&M is number one, which is good. They'll be playing Florida, who's number two. So, see how that works out. And South Carolina, who is number 18, is now number seven. So. But it's not the question is who's number one in college baseball. It's who has the original home of the square donut.
I'm sorry?
To Indiana Bakery. Share the love for four-sided donuts.
Then that's not a donut.
Well, I don't know. I'm not. Why not? Why couldn't it be?
Just that's not right.
Well, Wendy's did like a square hamburger patty, so it was still a hamburger, right?
Don't go there either.
Hey. Anywhere. Four-sided donuts. Valparaiso-based Family Express asked a court on Thursday to declare that it could continue calling itself the home of Square Donuts. But Terre Haute company, Square Donuts, says, no, you can't do that because it's our name, and we've been making them since the 1960s with nine locations. So the battle is on. The low-level disagreement fermented quietly for several years. Until Square Donuts in 2013 trademarked its name. So now Family Express contacted Square Donuts to try to come up with an agreement. They couldn't. And on top of that, I'm in a quandary.
Uh-oh.
Because tonight it's 7 o'clock. It's The Voice. And, of course,
stop it.
Miley Cyrus is going to join the coaches as an advisor. But also,